Hal Crowther, whose syndicated columns won the H.L. Mencken Writing Award in 1992, is the perfect choice for this entry in the Iowa Muse series. Not full biographies, but extended essays. He makes extensive use of the biography of Mencken by Fred Hobson, the memoir by Sarah Mayfield, and a long, brilliant essay by Louis D. Rubin, Jr. But mainly he explains what he has come to believe, after years of deep reading, is important about Mencken and what Mencken was really up to. Perhaps it is best to say why Mencken, dead for 60 years, should not be forgotten, as he mostly is. The leading public intellectual, social commentator in America for decades, Mencken, quote, took the Enlightenment, that is, science and logic, into the streets, end quote, of America. A fierce proponent of individual liberty, he published over 5 million words and wrote, perhaps, in letters and journals, 5 million more. 500 editorials were written about Mencken, 400 of them negative, which was just how he wanted it. A cynic, which is an idealist with experience, a skeptic, a gadfly to say the least, he was happiest when he had people riled up on the left and the right. Mencken loathed hypocrisy, plutocracy, and mobocracy. In his mind, the situation was most grave when the powerful began to praise the wisdom of the masses, whose opinions they controlled through demagoguery, advertising, flummery, and public relations. Mencken feared the mob. Scornful of optimism, do-gooders, spiritualism, and all religions, he excoriated William Jennings Bryan and the Scopes trial. He mocked scholars, aesthetics, and the attempt to explain beauty, but became a consummate linguistic scholar himself when compiling his dictionary, The American Language, a huge job he undertook mainly because he found the American language so beautiful. Mencken was a famous anti-Semite. His often quoted cruel remarks have marked him for all time. But his partner at the Smart Set, George Jean Nathan, was Jewish, as were his assistant, Charles Engoff, and his publisher, Alfred A. Knopf. But non-Semites need not feel left out. Mencken fulminated against blacks and was a devout homophobe. He even castigated Norwegians as uncouth yokels. His most widely known essay, The Sahara of the Bozarts, declared that there was no culture of any kind in the American South. But Mencken also hated New England, full of sanctimonious Puritans and goofy transcendentalists, and the American Midwest, inhabited, as he saw it, by George Babbitt, realtor, and his ilk. Mencken's pride in his German descent was ultimately his undoing, as he sided with Kaiser Wilhelm in World War I and refused to condemn Hitler's actions right up to the outbreak of World War II. That, combined with his pathological loathing of FDR and the New Deal, lost him his wide readership by 1940. In many ways, this is a shame because the nation needed him then and still does. Crowther reports that there is now an H.L. Mencken Club, quote, a gang of aging right-wing academics who couldn't burn a hot cross bun without setting their robes on fire, end quote. But they have cherry-picked Mencken's more obnoxious rantings and made it their credo. Are they harmless? Maybe. But the Southern Law Poverty Center in Montgomery has listed this a hate group and, quote, a kinder, gentler clan, end quote. Surely the sage of Baltimore needs to be understood properly and saved not from his enemies, but from being misused by his unwanted supporters.